Hey, this is Angels broadcaster Trent Rush, and you're listening to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now here's your host, my guy, Taylor Blake Ward.
Important thing is that we play Major League Baseball in 2020, and I can tell you unequivocally we are going to play Major League Baseball this year.
Breaking news, the MLB is back. Bleacher Report says the league and players union finally reached an agreement on a 60-game season. Training camp begins July 1st.
It's been that one sport that hasn't had a plan for this unusual year, but tonight we are learning baseball is back.
Welcome back. Yes, baseball is back. Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, now brought to you by Built Bar. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. It's great to have you on board for this Wednesday edition of Locked On Angels here on June 24th, 2020, 1 week away from the start of training camp for baseball, Major League Baseball. I did not think I'd be saying those words a week ago or 2 weeks ago or essentially any time over the last 3 months. Baseball is back, and we're going to touch on everything about what is going to happen when baseball comes back in a week here. Before we get to anything, though, a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, you can download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting outlet you're using to listen to today's show. Yes, baseball is back. And there are a lot of stipulations for baseball returning. You've familiarized yourself, not just with this show, but just over the course of the last 3 months with how negotiations were going between the owners and the players, and things just turned to a point where Rob Manfred had to make a decision. He made a better decision than I think was ever expected to keep it at 60 games. This is going to be a 60-game season coming up here that's going to start on July 23rd and 24th. That is going to be opening day. Schedules have not come out yet, but it is going to be a 60-game schedule during that span. Spring training 2.0, or whatever you want to call it, I guess training camp is the best way to call it, is going to start here in a week. That's right, a week on July 1st. That is next Wednesday. Pretty wild that we're going to have Major League Baseball being played here in a week, even in spring training format or whatever you want to call it. So let's get into what's going to happen here during this season with some of the new rules, some of the changes that you're going to see here. And then in the second segment, we'll talk about how this impacts the Angels a little bit. I have this all written in front of me because it's too much to memorize, so bear with me as I kind of read as we go. But as we noted just a minute ago, this will be a 60-game season that begins on July 23rd or 24th. We'll find out more as schedules are finalized. You will play 40 games against your division opponents, 10 games for each opponent. You'll play 20 interleague games against your regional division. So West versus West, Central versus Central, East versus East. Six of those interleague games are going to be against your interleague rival. So I can only assume when it comes to Angels, that means they will be playing the Dodgers for six games. There will be no scheduled doubleheaders, but with such a limited schedule, postponements could be made up as doubleheaders. Currently, fans will not be permitted into the stands, but there are some owners who are hopeful fans can attend at later dates, of course. The postseason will remain the same. Two wildcard teams with the division winners, 10 teams making it into the playoffs, even with 60-game season. There will be a universal designated hitter both for the regular season and postseason. There are some new extra inning rules for the regular season only. Runner will start at second base to start the 10th inning or every extra inning with the last out of the previous inning being the runner at second base. There are no restrictions on position players pitching. It was made a rule earlier this year that it needs to be a blowout or an extra inning game. I should know the amount of runs permitted for a technical blowout, but I don't right off the top of my head. So no restrictions on position players pitching. Games that don't reach the fifth inning for whatever reason, usually that is rain, will be suspended and resume at a later date for safety precautions. That is getting players away from the park as opposed to having them sit around for a lengthy delay. The transaction freeze will be lifted at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Friday here. That's June 26th. Teams will have a pool of 60 players available for their roster. Those 60 players must be listed by Sunday at noon, and those players will be on the spring training roster with all non-40-man players. They can be assigned or reassigned to a differing location than the team's spring facility, which for most teams is going to be their home ballpark after most spring facilities were shut down because of COVID-19 outbreaks. During spring training, it will act in kind of an instructional league rules in a sense, with defensive managers being able to end an inning prior to three outs following any completed at-bat if a pitcher has thrown over 25 pitches. And substitutions are going to be very well relaxed. You can bring in players that have played already into the later stages of the game, as well as games ending in ties that go into extra innings. That is for spring training only. And as a note for earlier, the extra inning rule having the runner at second is for the regular season only. Going back to kind of post-spring training or whatever you want to call it, training camp, players not on the opening day roster will go to a taxi squad, which will not be at their primary ballpark. There is some speculation as to what the Angels are going to do. We're going to touch on it in the second segment. Teams can carry 30 players on their Major League roster until the 15th day of the season, a.k.a. 2 weeks after the season starts. Rosters will go down to 28 at that point. 2 weeks after that, rosters will go down to 26 through the entirety of the season with no restrictions on the amount of pitchers a team can have. I believe it was 13 was the max that teams could carry on their roster. Players will have to retrieve their own equipment, including pine tar rags, bat donuts, gloves, hats, glasses, rosin bags. Another item for pitchers is that they can have a wet rag in their pocket as a substitute for licking their fingers, which is part of avoiding hand contact with the face. The injured list will become a 10-day IL, and the 60-day IL becomes a 45-day IL. There is also another injured list with any player that does test positive for COVID-19 having an unlimited day count on their injured list status. The new MLB trade deadline will be on August 31st. And just a final note when it comes to media members is that most interviews will be by Zoom and video chat, as members of the media can't be within proximity of the players. And some rough estimates on media member counts have been rumored to be as low as 35 members per game. So it sounds like Lockdown Angels may not be in person at many games or any games during the 2020 season. So plenty to break down once we get into the second segment, talk a little bit more about that. Before we get into the second segment, let's talk about Built Bar. Built Bar tastes like a candy bar, but it's a protein bar. There's 16 amazing flavors, 8 chocolate and nut flavors, 8 chocolate and nut-free flavors. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft, easy to chew. I am definitely a mint brownie kind of guy myself. 15 grams of protein, 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 5 grams net carbs. I mean, this thing is the real deal. For a guy like myself who's not just maintain weight but also lose a little bit of weight, the amount of calories, the low calories and high protein grams are really helpful. Try them out yourself. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKDOWN to get $10 off your first order. Once again, that's promo code LOCKDOWN for $10 off your first order at BuiltBar.com. Also a reminder, today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. I drive Toyotas myself. Jason Hernandez of Lockdown Anaheim Ducks drives Toyotas as well, but he's a Chevy guy. We both have older cars that we would like to work on, and RockAuto.com is where we head. Well before Rock Auto was a sponsor of the show, I did go to RockAuto.com. I've always enjoyed their low prices and their selections for different makes and manufacturers. So check them out yourself, RockAuto.com. All the parts your car will ever need, Rock Auto. So here in the second segment, we're going to talk about how this kind of impacts the Angels. And as for the Angels here, they're going to play 10 games each against the Mariners, Astros, Rangers, and Athletics, which makes for a really interesting case at the division title, because you're talking about 3 or 4 very short series. You're essentially playing every series as a postseason series, because we don't know who could get hot or cold at the right time and suddenly, I don't know, who knows, maybe the Orioles suddenly have a chance at the playoffs. I know that's a bit drastic, but seriously, 60 games is nothing. So you have to treat every series as a playoff series through the season. Angels will also play 20 games against the NL West with, this may be an assumption, but they say 6 games against your interleague rival. And I think it's safe to assume that means the Dodgers for the Angels, obviously Giants, Athletics, and then, I don't know beyond that, Rockies and Rangers? I don't know. I mean, you know, but I think it's safe to assume Dodgers, Angels here. If that is the case, you're talking about 14 games against the Padres, Diamondbacks, Rockies, and Giants. Those 14 games could be vital because 3 of those teams were among the 10 worst in baseball last year. You can add the Mariners to this group as well. Obviously, it's a different season, but if you can find a way to go 8-6 or 9-5 or 10-4 against those teams, that could be a huge difference maker. You think about the Rangers and what they added to their rotation over the offseason, you know, suddenly the Rangers kind of become a threat in the AL West, and you have to really capitalize on taking down these teams, winning games that you maybe aren't supposed to win. I mean, like I said, 60 games is literally nothing. Another mark on these 60 games is that stats are going to be very flawed. I used Mike Trout as an example yesterday on Twitter, and if you aren't following me on Twitter, I said that Mike Trout has averaged 4.2 plate appearances per game, 3.5 at bats per game over the last 3 seasons. If he replicates that here in 2020, the difference between batting 300 and 250 is 10 hits. That's one hit a series. Difference between a 400 on-base percentage, 350, is about one walk per series. Difference between a 600/500/ is like 2 total bases per series, a double or a home run every other series. These stats are going to be incredibly flawed. So, you know, you look at a pitcher, the difference between a 3 ERA and a 4.5 ERA is like 10 runs over the year. I mean, it's really, it may sound like a lot right now, but you figure that's like one run per start kind of issue. It's going to be really weird. Don't take stats in 2020 for a whole lot. It's going to be a very weird season statistically. Moving on, the universal designated hitter rule, that's going to be another interesting item because there may be a day where Shohei Ohtani is pitching against a National League club and you're looking to use his bat as well. Not sure how the Angels are going to play it out, but we may finally see Shohei pitch and hit in the same game here in 2020. That's going to be fun to monitor. Also a note here, you know, I'm a purist. I love seeing pitchers hit. I feel that we should develop pitchers as hitters in the minor leagues. But one item that kind of has to be said is the last Angels pitcher to hit a home run that wasn't a two-way player, wasn't Jared Walsh, wasn't Shohei Ohtani. It was Clyde Wright in September of 1972. So there is some benefit to the offense. Like I said, I'm a purist. I love seeing pitchers hit. It's something that I think we just kind of have to accept in 2020 here. Another thing that we're going to have to accept in 2020, the extra inning rule where you put a runner on second to start all extra innings. It's fun to see how strategy plays, but I've seen this in person at the minor league levels. I don't like it. I really don't like it. It's a strategy play, and you may be seeing a guy like Billy Hamilton strike out on purpose to end the ninth so that you have him at second to start the 10th. Maybe the opposite. Maybe you intentionally walk Billy Hamilton in the ninth so that you can deal with, you know, him at first instead of second. It'll be interesting to see how some strategies play out. But for 2020, I think I may have to give this a pass because shorter games give better feelings towards keeping players safe from COVID. It's in a very minimal and small way, but it seems like we kind of have to give it a pass for now. There is data about how often this works that we'll share another time. Today's schedule, we're kind of pushing the show a little bit late here. No restrictions on position players pitching does give Jared Walsh a bit more value. And it's another item that we're going to touch on at a later date. Actually, you know what? Tomorrow, I think we're going to touch on that. We'll touch on the 60 players available to play on the roster through the season. A bit on the taxi squad information because we have to run within a certain time frame here, so we'll have all of that tomorrow, including a bit on the transaction freeze being lifted on Friday, the trade deadline being moved. There's just so much to note about all of this, but really what we have to focus on is the safety precautions and how Major League Baseball is going to address COVID-19 and attempt to stop any potential spread or mass outbreak within the game. We've already seen some professional players test positive. I believe it's 5 players with the Phillies, 1 with the Astros, 1 with the Blue Jays, 2 here with the Angels. And of course, yesterday, you have Charlie Blackmon and 2 other Rockies players testing positive. That's a star player testing positive. And the impact doesn't just go, you know, on the field, but off the field, these family members of these players. So there's just plenty to unpack, and we're only just getting started. But, I mean, baseball kicks back up in a week. Welcome back, Major League Baseball. We'll see you in 1 week for spring training 2.0 or training camp or whatever you guys want to call it. It's pretty wild to believe that we're going to be playing ball here just in a couple days. One thing I do want to note, and it does kill me to say this, but I have been wildly critical of Rob Manfred, and I think rightly so. And there's still a lot of things that I strongly disagree with when it comes to Rob Manfred's decisions. But I have to give him credit right here. Is there is likely going to be a grievance. The two sides couldn't come to an agreement above 60 games. But props to Rob Manfred for saying 60 games instead of 48 and at full prorate. There you go. There's your one positive note for Rob Manfred for the afternoon. So that's how we're going to close it out here at Locked On Angels. Like we said, tomorrow we're going to touch on a few more of these rules, talk about the Angels and the 60 players that they could have during the 2020 season. There's going to be a lot of interesting items when it comes to that. So we're going to dive into that tomorrow. If you want to download today's show, though, or subscribe to Locked On Angels, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting outlet you're using to listen to today's show. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels, and you can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Once you're done with today's show, tell your smart device, whether it be Hey Siri, Hey Alexa, Hey Google, whatever it is, play Locked On MLB, and you'll be joined by my buddy Sully here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks again, as always, for tuning in. We always appreciate it. We hope you have a wonderful hump day. For Locked On Angels, I'm Taylor Blake Ward, reminding you to dot your I's, cross your T's, stay nasty, and we'll see you tomorrow.